I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
All right. So everybody got the rundown?
I didn't look at it.
Okay. It's okay.
Oh, so I get shit for not looking at the rundown.
They're trying to keep a baby alive right now.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, babies are like planes. They essentially fly themselves after.
Oh, my God.
Oh, no.
Wow.
The audacity.
I said I thought it would be easier. I thought it would be easier.
Did you? Hey, well, Mike, I love you, but fuck you.
Yeah.
And so begins the podcast.
Welcome to Sorry in Advance, the Golic Family Podcast, where everyone's angry and tired today. I'm Mike Golic Jr. with the rest of my family, who all, for various reasons, is limping into this podcast, leaking diesel fuel all over the place.
I'm doing fucking
on the side
great
of the road.
Right now. I'm doing great.
We're doing great. Your Same. Mother and I are bocce ball champions.
Woo-hoo!
Yes. Uh-huh.
Taking the world by storm.
We had a charity event the other night, and your mother has never played bocce ball in her life. We practice when we walk the dogs.
That sounds weird, but
yeah. And we won. Your mother was a star. We did great.
It was awesome.
So we are happy. The thing that I think started this the wrong way was Mike saying he was tired. And we said, Mike, you're not tired. Jake and Jenny are tired because they have a newborn. And you said, oh, I'm just as tired as they are. Explain yourself.
He's just hungover.
I'm hungover and I had to get up at 4 a.m. to get up and go to the airport today.
From playing golf with Charles Barkley.
Yeah, yes, those were all things that happened. And I wanted to see if I could push Jake and Jenny to the brink of extinction. Because right now, Jenny looks like if she was handed a knife, she'd be able to take down a few people.
You're not getting shit from me, bro. No emotion. You're as tired as you want to be, man.
Jake's dead inside.
I thought Jake died inside like 2 years ago, but this is like a whole new level.
Next level.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Jenny, the real question though, Jenny, how are you? You gave birth to the kid.
I'm so fat, man. I thought like it would just.
It's been 4 weeks.
No, I'm okay. I mean, I have my moments, but it's a lot. I've watched so many kids, but it's so much harder.
Yep, because they never go home.
They don't go home and they can't figure it out. I'm like, bro, I'm sucking boogies out of your nose. You're going to feel better in 2 seconds. But he freaks out.
He's a baby.
That's all I know.
So you thought it would be easier?
Yes. Like a lot easier.
Mikey A, when did you, or I should say more your wife, when did you get to a comfort zone? Or
I will let you know when I get there.
Yeah. Yeah.
I have, just based on what you just said, is there anything else like raising a child where you think you're ready because you've had little dribs and drabs of watching kids? And then you think you're ready for the real deal, and then you're not. Is there anything else like that?
Isn't that like college where because you're technically living on your own and you're technically an adult because you're over 18, all of a sudden you think you're ready for real life and then you go and get an actual job and move somewhere and have to pay rent and all of a sudden you realize it's not fucking sweet out here? It's obviously on a much smaller scale than the baby stuff, but I feel like that's another one of those things.
Yeah,
it's still sweet out here for me. I'm having a good time.
Oh my God. And I could say, if we're talking schooling, I could say for Jake, he didn't study much in college anyway, but he has to study for this. He has to be involved in the kids' life. So Jake, I don't think it's anything comparing college to fatherdom, is it?
Not for me. No, I didn't do anything in college. I'm doing a lot right now.
Well, when you think about it, like like in college, if you didn't want to go to class, you could probably skip one or two.
I did.
You could get away with like doing that.
Skipped a lot of classes.
There's no days off.
You can't just say, I'm going to let the baby go for next 8 hours.
No, you can't. It's amazing that I love something so much, but just hate the rest of my life so much right now. Yeah. So tired.
Yeah, it's a lot.
How are you two doing together as a couple?
Oh, we're good. We have a great system worked out. We're just kind of ships in the night.
I think
we're going to hit couples therapy.
Well, I will say the hardest part is just talk to my sister-in-law about this. My sister-in-law has a baby 6 weeks ahead of us, so we're kind of like learning behind them. It's the most you ever bicker, and that's hard because you're both tired. Like, we're great, but it's like it's the most you get at each other.
You snip at one another.
Yeah, and then like I get in the car, I'm like, fuck, I shouldn't have said that when I left. I'm like, but he's gonna give it back to me later, so it's not a big deal. So it's like
I could apologize or I could just brace for the next nasty thing.
Yeah. So have you guys thought about kid number two yet?
I can't even.
I mean, I know we'll get there, man, but holy shit, I can't even.
You have to have sex to get there.
Oh my God.
Man.
Guys, it does get better a little bit.
Yeah. You know what I found? Let me throw this in here. Okay. You know what I found? People you talk to, and it's all based on the age of your kid, they keep pushing the goalpost back on when it's going to be all better. They say the first month's a blur. And then we got to month one and they're like, damn, first 6 weeks kind of fucked up. And then it just keeps going back and back for like a month until finally someone's like, fucking sucks till they're 18, bro.
as I'm sure you found out with us, it's just different things at different stages. Mikey A's going through it now at a younger stage, but it's just one thing and then they grow out of the one thing and then it's the next thing.
You think you hadn't figured out, like two nights ago, we had the best night of sleep. Like, fuck, we got this.
Nope, you're here.
Uh-oh.
4 minutes.
They probably
and he shit on me 7 times this morning.
I was gonna have you repeat it for the sake of the pod because you broke up, but the fact that we couldn't hear you and then all of a sudden we heard and then he shit on me 7 times, I think it works better for the story.
Yeah. It does.
Use your imagination, fill in the blanks.
So when you hear that song, you're gonna miss this. Does it
I'm reminisce? I'm not gonna miss this shit.
No. You're gonna want this bad.
But like my sister-in-law is already like, oh, I'm so jealous. Like he's still, because he's only 6 weeks, but he's still smaller and you can still hold him. I miss that stage. I'm like, do you miss this?
Oh, come on.
Yeah.
He's full of shit. Sorry.
I don't.
Yeah.
You know, I'm a much easier kid though.
I hate the hashtag everybody uses time stand still. No. Stop with that. No one wants that.
Get fucking going.
Oh, yeah.
Grow up, you son of a bitch.
I just want to have fun with him. Like, I want to be like, let's go to the park or let's do something. Like, you know, right now we're just kind of housebound. So I want to we can take him for a walk, but he's not enjoying it.
Yeah.
Help mom steal this Sudafed from CVS.
But we're going to make meth. Like, we think about how close we are with you guys now and how close we are with my folks, how much fun we have. We're like, well, there's a light at the end of the tunnel because eventually your parents become like your best friends.
Yep.
At least in our cases.
Yep. Yeah. Yep. Very true.
It just takes time.
Jake is just staring off into the distance. I mean, wow.
Oh, this is.
No one said it was easy.
Wow, they really
no one did. No.
All right. Well, there's our update on that. Can we get to the, can we get to the point about Mike disappearing from the family?
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Do you even fucking care anymore?
You know what? All right. You know what? Let's have this out then right now. You guys can all gouge me for whatever you think you're about to do here. We got Brain Busters coming up, something about birth classes, and the most shocking development about my sister in, I mean, honestly, outside of Sydney telling us that Ben was into her enough to actually propose, I don't know if we've been this shocked by a development in Sydney's life in God knows how long. As always, make sure you download, subscribe, rate, and review this podcast. Mom, have you ever gone through, I know you texted about it before, about going back and compiling the people that guessed in the comment section on our Apple Podcast reviews who got closest to the birth height and weight and measurables for Jackson Golick?
Well, that's what is actually number five is birth guesses.
Oh, okay, I thought that said birth classes.
No, I went back and I looked at it, and honestly, because he came so early, none of them were really, close enough. So what I did was I put all the names of the people who made a guess in our review column, and I just picked a name. And so I picked Miami. Let's see who Miami underscore Megan.
Let's go, Megan. Fuck nice. Yes.
Yeah. So
if she wants to reach out to me, I'll send her some sorry in advance swag for participating. But there just wasn't like one that was particularly close at all because he came so early and he was small because of that and whatnot. So, I just decided
one of his diapers full of shit, man. Yeah.
An authentic Jackson signed diaper.
Uh-huh. I think I still had her pregnant at this point in my guess.
Yeah. Mikey, you went like 2 weeks late.
I did.
We all thought, including myself. So.
Yeah.
We were saying he weighs about what, 8 pounds, 10 ounces now. That's what Mike weighed
when he was born.
Can't even fathom that. Can't even fathom that. He was the most respectful size for Jenny's birth.
He was.
He came out of how do you do?
Yeah.
No harm done.
Pleasure to meet you.
Uh-huh. So do we lose sight of Mike disappearing from the family?
No, I was just gonna say thank you to everybody that sent those in there, even though you all ended up being wrong because of circumstances outside of anyone's control. We appreciate because there were a lot of people that sent those in and
that was nice,
but nobody was really close because of the early arrival. So yeah. So Miami underscore Megan is the winner.
So Miami underscore Megan, congratulations. If you are hearing this, please send my mom a direct message on Twitter and tell her where to send you stuff to.
Yep.
We thank you for this. In classic sorry in advance fashion, you all tried really hard, but sucked.
Yeah. Yep. Yep, pretty much
it. That's why Dad and I were stunned when we won last night.
Because
when we got to the semifinals, I'm like, oh, this is usually where we'll peter out. We never, reached the mountain.
We were rolling.
Yeah.
Literally rolling the bocce ball.
Yep.
There we go.
Good stuff.
He was ready for that one.
It felt good.
It was. They were cool medals, too. You guys had a strong showing.
Yep, we did. We did.
Fucking proud of you guys, man.
Thanks, man.
Hey, Mom, you got over the hump.
Yes, she did.
Over the hump.
Never played, and you were one of the leaders. It's a good job.
I did all right.
Yeah.
Badminton. How unbelievable they would have done.
We need to get badminton for Dad. Yeah.
Unless there's that pop up one, I gotta order him.
I just want to play with. I just want to play with a shuttlecock. I mean, it had to be said, didn't it?
No.
A shuttlecock.
You should start your own line of it called Dadminton.
Sid, do you know what a shuttlecock is?
Imagination goes a different way, but is it the thing that you hit the badminton thing with?
Yeah.
It's the little racket.
It's not the racket.
It's the ball.
It's the thing you hit.
Of a better term.
Oh. Yeah.
Well, why do they call it a shuttlecock then? Shouldn't it be a shuttle ball?
I don't know.
Because it's more like a ball.
Cock ball.
Yeah.
I'm just saying it's more shaped like a ball than a cock. So,
is it?
Jesus.
Well, like, isn't there a little ball at the end?
It's like a ball with a little parachute attached to
it. Yeah. So, like, it's more like a ball.
It looks like a ball that's going really fast and has those like waves coming off the back, like it broke the sound barrier.
Right.
So are we not going to talk about Mike ditching us?
So once,
I mean, no, I'm glad we worked through that.
I was going to give you guys the floor for it. We just had to talk about the shuttlecocks first. Well, and I had
much
podcast
like,
business, and I thought it said Burke classes. I didn't know it said Burke guesses.
So, like, Mike, when Mike goes away to do something, like a game or a golf tournament or something, or to visit friends, he basically disappears from the family group, family tech, which is fine. We get it. He has something to do. So right. He went for a specific thing. Now, in the course of this podcast, people have learned Mike has moved to LA at least for a year, lives about a block or so from the beach, living his best life while he's doing his work out there. And now, not doing anything in particular, you just moved to the West Coast. We barely hear from you anymore. You have basically shut yourself off from the family, and we want to know why.
I mean, that's not true.
No, you kind of have.
Well, also not doing anything in particular, starting a new podcast where I am learning how to be the guest booker and take care of the majority of the rundown because Brandon has to take care of so much stuff on the back end, essentially means that I'm kind of doing that at all times. I will say in the last week or so, the thing that has definitely clouded this is I started a new Japanese anime show. And when I start an anime show, I've been watching Attack on Titan and holy fuck is that good. But I've watched about 50 episodes in 5 days. So they're like 24 ish minutes long. So that's sort of extenuating circumstances. The same thing that happened when I watched Seven Deadly Sins last year is I just sort of go into a portal where that's the only thing I'm going to do. But outside of that, I've just been kind of learning my surroundings and learning the podcast format and trying to do my best with that. So that, and I've also been traveling a lot. Like you mentioned those other things. This will be the first, coming up in the next few weeks, will be the first 2 weekend stretch where I've been not flying somewhere for something that I already had on the calendar. So that is me pleading my case on this.
Okay. That's all we wanted to know. Like when all of us travel somewhere, we usually will say going to
texting,
like, to Phoenix.
Texting is pretty easy.
I got from you the other day was, it's Chicago, taking off, bye.
Well, I disagree with that. There have been so many times over the years where I've had no fucking clue where Dad is or why, and he'll just be gone somewhere, and there'll be no mention of it. Dad cannot lay claim to ever being the one to actually update his travel plans in public because I almost never know where he is.
No, that's true. I'm probably the least texter of the group. But some of the texts, like Jenny asked for some credentials, the Hulu credentials. And your what was your text?
You said, wait, what platform is this? And Jenny said Hulu. And then you never answered,
her. Like, you never answered her again. You just completely.
I don't have that.
Nothing. You just you were gone.
You were gone.
It still doesn't work, by the way. So. I just said, fuck it, and turned off the TV. Yeah.
Good idea. Jenny, I thought I sent you the other password. Did that not
work? It's not working.
Shit.
So wait, what? That was was that yesterday,
Mike? That was like 5 days ago.
Jesus, yesterday? No, yesterday you were golfing with Charles.
That was like Saturday.
It's when you. It's when she sent the screenshot of the of her computer screen.
Right.
Oh, I was looking back and I saw the Yacht Rock screenshot.
It was from days ago.
Yeah.
Was that yesterday?
I was going back to look for it. I don't know. I've been on a plane. It fucks my brain.
You sit on a fucking plane. Look at your phone.
You answered her there. You answered her. Then literally 30
I
seconds
did.
Later, you
I can
didn't
tell you
answer
what happened.
Anymore.
I answered. I went and started to look and try and figure it out because with all of my passwords, I either have them saved in the 1Password app where I can go and find them, or if not, they're just the ones that like auto-populate based on Face ID. And so I was sitting there trying to workshop it and figure out, and then something came up that took my attention. And I forgot about it because I was out away from the house. I wasn't at home when that was going on.
Another
I was
episode out of your animated Japanese move show or whatever?
No, I was out at a house party that day. So I was like, I'm just saying, I was in a room with stuff going on and someone started talking to me in real life while I was trying to do that on the side. I got distracted by that.
Jake's gone.
Jake left.
He's done.
Jake just walked out. Jake had enough of your bullshit. He just walked out, Mike. Fine, we didn't.
I feel bad for Jenny. I mean, I'm thinking of myself. I'm getting all excited to start watching some show, and all I need is the password, and Mike won't fucking answer it. I'd be so pissed.
It's a bad feeling.
Jen, what were you trying to watch?
The Old Man.
Oh yeah, I want to watch that too. I wanted to download some of that.
I'll tell you guys exactly what happened. Is all of that was happening, I was at a party doing that, and my master password app did the thing where it stopped accepting my face ID to get in, and I forget the master password that gets me to the other passwords.
Oh, that sucks.
Yeah. So that was the existential crisis that hit. And then someone tried to hand me a drink and I was like, oh fuck.
So can you text me now?
Yeah. I'll try and figure this out now. Cause I'll have to reset the password so I can get in here anyway. So I'll figure it out after this.
Yeah. Send it to all of us. Cause obviously I have the wrong one now as well, but I want to check that one out too, Jenny, Old Man or whatever. That looks like it's pretty good.
She moved on.
She did. It seems so.
There was a doggy on the other side.
No, Jake asked for the binoculars.
There's a boat that's smoking on the water a lot. I want to take a peek.
Oh, okay.
Oh my God.
Thanks for these, Mikey.
Were you guys close to where the whale was in Boston?
Yeah.
Like right not even a mile from our house.
Really?
Yeah, it would have been cool to see.
Jake and Jenny have a great office that just overlooks
the ocean.
They're right there. And Jake has the binoculars out now. And
you make us sound a lot more rich than we actually are.
Yeah, like the ceiling behind us.
My ceiling is smiling behind me.
Jake and Jenny go out at night and look at the telescope, gaze up at the horizon, wonder about the mysteries of the universe.
What's he looking at in those binoculars? Are you peeping Tom? What the hell?
It's just the water. I'm just looking at a boat. It was smoking a lot. It's just a dredger. It's fine. It's all good.
It's all good.
I don't even see a boat.
I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
Mike, real quick, for those that will never know how it is, how was spending time with probably the hottest broadcaster out there that just turned down millions of dollars from Liv, Charles Barkley, who just did a tournament with him.
Charles was awesome. It was interesting because for so much of our life, when, you know, we were growing up and Mike and Mike was doing what it did and Dad was, you know, at the height of his popularity, when we would go out places, especially if we were around South Bend or like places that were familiar, like we'd have people coming up to Dad all the time, asking to take pictures, you know, doing that. And Dad was always really good about it until it was like when we're at like mid meal at dinner and people were coming up for that. It was like that, but 1,000 times more.
Yeah.
With Charles Barkley. And I was just amazed how well he was able to handle all of that. Like he's super, like, again, the beauty of Charles Barkley is he's just himself all the time. Like there's not a filter. There's not an off switch. He's just, so he doesn't have to account for that. He's just the same guy you see on TV, which is awesome to hang out with, but he does a really good job and said as much. So I was at Jordan Cornette, who him and his wife Shay came to our golf outing before. Jordan's older brother was unfortunately lost to a heart attack as a young athlete after his time at Butler in college. And so their foundation raises money to help research about heart disease and all these things that are such a killer worldwide for so many people. And he had Charles Barkley and Jay Williams on like a panel, and they were talking about a lot of these things. And Charles says, and he actually lives, he's like, when anyone comes up to talk to me, he goes, I want them to feel very special. I want them to feel like they're the only person in the room, because they may never get a chance to interact with someone who has the experiences that I've had or has the opportunities that I've had. And so he does a good job of that, man. Like you would just see him and he wouldn't make like a show of it, but I saw him walk down in the lobby of the hotel and he walked back into the kitchen and said hi to everyone on the staff back there and was asking them how their day was going. We're sitting up on a rooftop having a few drinks after the tournament. And he walked over, a woman who was part of the custodial staff was over by the elevator. And he just went over and talked with her for a little bit and kind of said hi. So he's very good at managing all of the attention that comes with being Charles Barkley, which was overwhelming to watch. Like all of the rest of us just watched it happen with him and could not fathom having to deal with that as your everyday part of your life.
Wow. It sounds like, though, he's awesome.
Yeah. I mean, listen, I first met him. I was with the Eagles. He was with the Sixers. So we've known each other since way back in those days. But, I mean, he's blown up to the yeah. – you know, we always say – I don't – people will say we don't listen to – we wonder why sport broadcasters get paid as much because you don't listen to a game or whatever for them. People listen – want to listen to Barkley. He's the hottest thing out there for sure.
Well, and that show in general, like everyone was asking questions about the relationships with, you know, Shaq and what it's like with Ernie and Kenny and all those guys on the show. I will say the one thing because Daddy, like, he and I talked a lot of, you know, he referenced a lot about you and, you know, being in Philadelphia, and he goes back and lives there in the summertime because Arizona is so damn hot. And he did say that his daughter just had her first kid and it's his first grandkid.
Right.
And Charles is like a year younger than you, but it was just funny hearing him on stage talking about his feelings about his first grandkid. And it was like verbatim what you have said about Jackson when asked about it. So I thought it was cool. Like very similar life stages for both of you guys.
He's a good dude. He's a good dude. Did you see him golf at all? Is his swing any better?
Man, I tell you what, Chuck's out there balling on the golf course. Right.
Really?
Now. He, I forget who he said his swing coach, he had a guy came up to him at a tournament. He said he had largely stopped golfing for like 4 or 5 years. He would just play in his friend's charity tournaments, but he had taken so many lessons that he felt like every time his quote was, every time I stepped over the ball, it felt like I was hearing fucking ghosts because I had like 11 different voices in my head. And the guy who has been his coach now is widely regarded as like the best short game coach in professional golf. He has like a bunch of the top 20, top 30 golfers in the world. And he started working with Chuck and it's completely changed his game up. And he was awesome out there on the course. He is a very good golfer now.
Wow.
Oh, wow. That's good.
Took it serious. I'm good with that.
Yeah.
Yep. So yeah, no, Charles Barkley as advertised, like it's every part of
what you experience. See is what you get.
Yeah. Yes. It is much like I always say about Stu Gotts. What you see is what you get, for better or for worse.
Jesus. You rarely see those two used in the same sentence. Wow.
But that's nice to hear about somebody.
Yeah,
like that.
It is.
It really is. So usually when you meet somebody, you're kind of can be disappointed at times.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it doesn't sound like that's the case.
No,
Nope, was super. I mean, he had more people coming up to him. Will you FaceTime my brother? Will you send this message to so-and-so or anything like that? And he just did it.
He just did it.
That's what's amazing, because I'll be out somewhere and two people will ask me for an autograph and they'll be like, is this okay? You know, we don't want to. I'm like, you're two people.
Yeah.
I said, I'm not someone that has an ungodly amount of people around them like Barkley, who has to deal with that constantly. So it's good to know that he treats people well.
Yeah,
it's like it's like watching the other angle of a zombie movie where everyone's just coming towards them.
Oh my god!
All right, so do we want to talk about Sid's newfound passion?
I mean, shit, we might as well. It's been sort of wild to see. So Sydney, how many? When did this start? Because somewhere along the line in the last few weeks, we just started seeing either on social media or in the family group chat, which I've been accused of not being enough of a part of, Sydney constantly feeding in there the different books that she has been absolutely burning through. So, Sydney, how many books have you read in whatever the time is since the start of your first read this summer?
I've only read two. So this is what happens. So let me just preface this whole thing. So I average about a book a year until this year, but I read like the first five pages. It's torture to get through. And then I set down the book. I won't touch it for 2 months. Then I pick it up again and I'll finish the goddamn book in 10 hours. Like something just happens. Like I have to get through the first like 10 pages and then I'm hooked. And I swear every year since Ben and I have started dating and I've done that, I've never seen him more proud of me. Like he just, if I'm sitting on the couch reading and the TV's off, he just smiles and he keeps doing what he's doing. And so I swear it's like the most part. He's like, oh my God, you look so cute right now, like reading. And I'm like, it's very odd. But Colleen Hoover, this author, she's sweeping the nation, sweeping the world. She does like Jenny, how would you, it's like romance thriller, not all the time, but
yeah. Yeah, that's how I would describe it. Like, it's a lot of romance, but still some thriller.
Yeah.
Is it dirty romance?
She can write some pretty raunchy scenes.
I wouldn't call it like the whole thing.
It's not 50 Shades of Grey.
Yeah.
Are there pictures?
No.
Ew.
Yeah.
I was asking a question.
Pictures?
I just read the book. I didn't mean raunchy pictures.
But I mean in the book. Who reads a book with pictures? When's the last time you read a book with pictures?
Probably the last time I read a book.
No.
It had pictures.
Anyways.
You used to read books with like wooden ships on the cover all the time.
Clive Cussler.
Colleen Hoover is my Clive Cussler. Like, I think I love her writing. And so ever since I've started my, I don't know what you want to call this, my new passion for reading, I read like 2 Colleen Hoover books in like 3 days. Like,
when I was out there, you got a new one. Have you not started it?
I haven't touched it yet. So I'm hitting my lull right now. Like, I'm taking a break. I'm watching a TV series. I have to finish House. I have to see House through. And then I'll start, I think it's called Reminders of Him.
Okay.
I'll start that. I could start it in 2 days. I could start it in December.
That one's sad, but it's cute.
They've all been kind of sad, but they're good.
I think being a famous author would be sick. Like, if you really, like, people didn't really know your face.
Well, yeah, I guess that's the question of how famous then, though, because like you hit a certain level and like, obviously things have gone sideways for her for a number of her own boneheaded comments. But like J.K. Rowling became one of the biggest figures in pop culture when Harry Potter went the way that it did. Right. So that
I
might
wouldn't
be
recognize her, though.
That is true. I don't know if I could pick J.K. Rowling out of the lineup at this point.
I could.
No idea.
Yeah. I couldn't.
I could.
So, what about like, I'm trying to think of another famous
Stephen
author.
King.
Stephen King. Stephen King.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I could pick him out.
I could not.
Gresham?
John Grisham?
John Grisham?
John Grisham?
No. I couldn't pick out any of these people.
I can't say his name, but I could pick him out.
So is there any doubt that of all of us, there's no doubt Jake and I are the least of readers. Jake, you have... Probably not now is a great time to ask you.
I haven't gone cover to cover on a book since third grade.
That's a lie.
That's did, not,
you, did you not read the Pat Tillman book?
No, I didn't read the Pat Tillman book. I have not read shit since Captain Underpants. I've read nothing. I didn't read shit in college. I didn't read shit in high school. I didn't do shit. All right? I didn't fucking read.
Let me ask you a question. Do you regret that?
No, I don't.
I think you're just really tired.
Yeah.
Right we tried to last year. He got on like a really good stretch.
I didn't finish the book.
Like, great stretch of like, I'm going to read it. He only had a goal of 10 pages a day.
10 pages a day. I couldn't fucking do it.
Couldn't do it.
Jake?
What book was it, Jake?
Some space book.
Yeah, no, it was space book. then we tried a different one. Then we tried, it was a famous book.
Jake, you read a book.
It doesn't matter if you're tired. You just don't like to read. Every instructions that we have for like baby gear, just immediately like he sees words and he throws it out. Like, hey,
what is going to happen when you have to encourage your child to read? He sees words on it.
I'm just imagining Jake opening up and it's like a scene in the movie where the words all start moving around and he just throws it.
His house is so fucking hot.
I turned the AC off.
Turn it back on.
So Jake will be a big help when Jackson comes home with his summer reading project.
Oh, we're going to lie. We're going to use Mike's awards.
No, he's going to have to read. He's
that's not going to make him magically do it.
Oh,
he's going to have to
read
a book and do a report that all the parents always have to help with.
I'll do it.
You guys, Ben told me he never asked for help with homework ever growing up.
Fuck Ben.
Yeah, I believe it.
He said he just figured it out. I was like, fuck you.
Yeah. Yeah.
He was like, I'm not helping my kids with their homework.
His mom was living the dream, let me tell you.
I don't know.
Like,
I
his parents are really smart, too, right?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
They'd have been a good resource.
Yeah. So, Sid, you don't want to start a book club then?
What do you mean?
You should join a book club.
You pick a book. No, have Sid pick a book and like the listeners can read along with Sid. And
I would do that for sure.
All right.
Reminders of him. Colleen Hoover. Let's get this started.
Okay.
All right. Let's do it. And we post this podcast, anyone who wants to join the Sidney Golic book club that almost exclusively reads Colleen Hoover.
Yes. And we'll post it on Twitter, Sid.
I'll finish it before the next podcast.
Okay.
Let me just say, Jake and I will not be part of this.
Okay. Me and Jenny will be part of it, right, Jen?
Yeah. I read this one, but yeah.
Oh, you did? Okay.
By the way, to shoot Dad some bail about pictures in books, I am currently, I'd say, a little more than halfway through Midnight in Chernobyl, and there's pictures in this book.
Of Chernobyl.
Hey, see, there you go.
Chernobyl, yeah.
Okay. Pictures.
Okay. Some,
all right.
Pretty grisly shit, but
pictures can tell a story.
They can.
All right.
They can.
Yeah. Well, there you go.
Quickly, because we haven't discussed it on our family podcast, your Vegas trip and the video, just because that was kind of a big deal. It was last week, but... just, you know, how the experience was.
It was very cool to be asked. Again, to the release of the Notre Dame uniform for the Shamrock Series against BYU in Vegas. They did a spoof on Hangover. And Mike and I both played Chow, basically. We were both that person. And we were in the scene in the desert when they exchanged the satchel for, in this case, it was the uniform and not Doug. And it was fun. Mike, I got to say, you were phenomenal with the Chow sounds, the Chow actions. Michael Mayer, Isaiah Foskey, the two players, and then Marcus Freeman, the head coach, who this is not their job to be able to do this kind of stuff. They were great. It was, I thought, and the filming was phenomenal by the Irish media. I thought it was a lot of fun to do, and it was great to be asked to do it.
I had so many of friends of ours who were in college around the same time as us, because fighting Irish media when we were in college was me and Brandon Newman going around with a flip camera doing bullshit MTV crib style video tours of the Goog.
I remember it.
And now they've got this massive budget to produce things like this. It's remarkable much has changed in like 10 years for them. That was
Think of what Trick Shot Monday could have been if it was a decade later.
Mom, I remember when I came back, because Trick Shot Monday, which is a longstanding tradition when we were there, persisted like 7 or 8 years after. I came back when they did Trick Shot Monday with Marty Smith from College Game Day when he was out there. And the same thing, they had all these like handheld body cameras that you would see for like when they did. It was the same cameras they used when Notre Dame did its Showtime behind the scenes series. That is how they've glowed up. And the fact that they planned and put all that together and somehow managed to pull it off and make like a thing that was universally liked by everyone.
Yeah.
Even Notre Dame haters.
Even like Notre Dame liked the video. So
it was wild.
Not
everyone loved it.
Oh! So
I happened to find this review on IrishIllustrated.com, and I just wanted to run it by you guys.
All right.
Out loud.
It loves the Golics.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. They used to hack at us all the time. Kids were there. Go ahead.
I mean, listen, again, college football message boards are among the like filthiest places on earth. And if you've ever lived there, Tiger Droppings, Texags, any of those, that's how you know you're like ready to handle today's internet, because it's never as bad as the message
board. It's not. It's not. Well,
Notre Dame fan 5931 had this to say. Notre Dame has finally given in to moral corruption. This was clearly demonstrated by the video released this morning. It glorifies a movie about sex, gambling, drugs, and other vices. Also, playing a game in Vegas necessitates taking the Irish boys into the capital of the Devil's Playground, Las Vegas. The city is rife with thieves, perverts, and tricksters. I wish Father Jenkins would take the reins of the football program and steer it away from the darkness.
Oh, that's amazing.
Sydney, I would like to be the family
spokesperson.
Yeah, I would like Sydney to be the family spokesperson to answer that person. What would you say to that person, Sid?
This guy sounds like a fucking loser.
And there you go.
Mikey,
I'll tweet it if you want me to.
What was that string? It was thieves, something, and tricksters?
Tricksters.
The city is rife with thieves, perverts, and tricksters.
Wow. Yeah. I will maintain Homefield Apparel, who has worked with us in the Thick Six shirts the dad's currently wearing right now. I want thieves, perverts, and tricksters on a shirt.
Yeah.
That game. And you can sell it in Notre Dame colors and in BYU colors.
There you go.
Both sides would appreciate it. I want a shirt that says thieves, perverts.
I'm going to wear that to the Vegas game this year.
That is awesome. Yes. Awesome.
I do think with the Notre Dame video, it was a missed opportunity of having me as the limo driver, because that's just kind of like me. I'm just kind of in the background. You two are out there trying, and like, that's just where I'm at.
Jake, you'd have enjoyed it because the limo driver got to speed off, like just peel out. Yeah, you'd love perfect. That.
Yeah. That guy was addicted to the power behind the wheel.
actually, if Marcus Freeman played the part of Bradley Cooper, if Jake played that, there would have been people to think that that was actually really Bradley Cooper.
Yeah,
because people say it looks like Bradley Cooper.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
that was a lot of hair follicles ago.
Yeah.
Dude, join me, brother.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, we got to get to the watch talk because I got to go.
Dan's got to go, so we're going to do we don't have a brain buster, but we have a would you rather.
The mob did this would you rather. It's a good one.
I just kind of came up with it on my own, like because of the Mega Millions being $1 billion this last week. Would you rather have been the person to win the $1 billion and be anonymous, or be somebody like Tom Brady or Tiger Woods, who's worth $1 billion but has the fame and the
anonymous.
Anonymous.
Oh, yeah. God, anonymous. Let me be the anonymous lottery winner.
Just leave me the fuck alone and let me live my life.
I already said if I had won Mega Millions, like you guys were just like, I know the joke was I have not been in the family group chat. The group chat of the world, never see me again. Gone.
I would just vanish. Like you guys would know, and like Ben's family would know, and like maybe a few friends.
Colleen Hoover would know.
I'd be gone. I'd just be living my life.
So there's no want to like be the best at something in the world along with that. Like to have the ability.
I'd be the best lottery winner. Most of them end up dead. I'd be alive.
Okay. I was just curious.
Mikey A, same with you.
Oh, anonymous, easily.
Yeah.
Wouldn't you too?
I don't know.
Like, I don't know. There's part of me would like to be looked at as the best in the world at something.
Like to have achieved it, to like made it.
Yeah. I think Ben would have picked, Ben doesn't like attention, but Ben likes achieving stuff.
Right.
So
I was just wondering if it would like, just that feeling of like, God, I made this, I achieved this, I was able to do this. And
well,
now
I see, I think that might be a different prompt is, would you, because I initially read this as, would you rather have the $1 billion and be anonymous, or would you rather have $1 billion and be famous? I think there's a difference of, would you rather have $1 billion winning that in the lottery, or get to be the absolute best at whatever your chosen field was?
I guess that's why I picked Tom Brady.
Yeah, because they're both
like
billionaires and considered the best.
I thought you just meant like around like the attention that they received.
No.
So does that change your thought then?
No, probably not. But I think it's at least more compelling, because like it also would be interesting, like, we all had a thing that we tried to do. For most of us, it was sports. And, you know, now there's been careers after that. Now, dad, like for a time, like was the best at his thing in, you know, the biggest morning sports talk national radio show in the history of the medium. So you kind of got to touch that a little bit. But for the rest of us, like, if you could choose to be the best at anything, would it still be the stuff that you chose to do while you weren't certain of that? Like, would you choose a different path if you knew I will end up as the best at this?
No, I'd have rather been the best at football than broadcasting.
I don't know. I would probably pick something less painful than swimming.
Oh, yeah. I was just curious, like, just, you know.
I'm trying to think of what I'd want to be the best at.
Jake, Jenny, what do you want to be the best at? Jenny, acting?
Acting.
Jake?
What are we talking about?
Yeah.
Jake wants to be the best dad he can be.
Yeah.
That's the one.
I just don't think women's sports are there yet. Like, I would want to pick, and then I'm just like, I don't know.
So actor, there you go. Then we can finally hear the speech.
I think because I watched The Bear on FX, I think being like the best chef in the world would be awesome.
That would be cool.
See, that's a lot of pressure, though. That a lot like you of pressure. Invite somebody over it for is. Dinner, and they're like, "You made me a hamburger." Like, I don't want to have to do that every time.
Well, you got to make the best hamburger every time.
Yeah, like, no, I don't want to have to deal with that.
But like, how does Gordon Ramsay feel, you know?
But like,
I feel yelling at everybody.
By the way, did you see Gordon Ramsay got in trouble with kids on TikTok? Because I think it was Gordon Ramsay.
Was he doing reviews?
Like, no, apparently he was seen in a video picking out a lamb for slaughter and then was rubbing his hands together going, yummy, yummy. And I was like, that's how food's made.
It is. Like, I think we pretend sometimes. That,
yeah,
like,
but sometimes you don't want to see the sausage made.
My aunt does that every Easter.
Yeah.
She goes to a farm and is like, that's the one.
Yeah,
and then a few hours later, she takes it home.
That's the one.
I could never.
I think there's something to be said for having to stare down the reality of the situation if you are going to be someone who's a carnivore. It's like, hey, like, you gotta understand, like, this is how this is where babies come from. Like,
yeah,
it's some wild shit. But no, I mean, being a chef would be cool because I remember so distinctly we were at some concert and we were backstage and I think it was Dan and Shay were back there and they were getting ready to sing Happy Birthday to someone. And they just did it very effortlessly.
Right.
And I was like, oh, that's just easy for them because they've done this for so long. I feel like cooking the perfect hamburger would be very easy when you were Super Chef Bobby Flay.
But you always have to, like he said, when people come over, they're going to want you to cook. Like when people go over to someone's house, I don't expect you to sing every time. Like you're always, I don't know. I kind of get what he's saying. Like there's labor. That's labor intensive.
That's why I'd rather just be not good at anything and anonymous.
I'm with you, Sam. Oh, honestly, and when lucky, put that way, yeah. It makes sense.
Best less reader pressure. Ever.
Yeah. Exactly. Biggest Colleen Hoover fan.
Yeah, there you go. There you go.
Sydney Golick, number one Colleen Hoover fan. Make sure you download, subscribe, rate, and review. Sorry in advance. As always, wherever you get your podcast, leave us a 5-star rating and a review. You can always respond to any of the things we talk about on the show. If you'd like to be Super Chef Bobby Flay, if you'd want to just be a lottery billionaire. And of course, keep your eye out for Sydney Golick's official book club starting on this podcast. It meets every other week and it is reading exclusively Colleen Hoover right now. Make sure you check it out. Thanks for listening. And as always, we're sorry in advance.
I'm not sorry for loving Colleen Hoover so much. She's a great writer. She's so good.